A reading from the book of Exodus.
You shall not wrong or oppress a resident alien, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. You shall not abuse any widow or orphan. If you do abuse them, when they cry out to me, I will surely heed their cry. My wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall become widows and your children orphans. If you lend money to my people, to the poor among you, you shall not deal with them as a creditor. You shall not exact interest from them. If you take your neighbor's cloak in pawn, you shall restore it before the sun goes down, for it may be your neighbor's only clothing to use as cover. In what else shall that person sleep? And if your neighbor cries out to me, I will listen, for I am compassionate. The word of the Lord. God addresses these words to his people he has just made. They're not to the world. They're to those who were aliens in the land of Egypt, and God has now called them out. And he's about to give them their own nation, a new nation, make of them a people. But he says, in this nation, justice shall reign, compassion shall reign. You were once no people, I make you a people. You were once slaves, I free you, but you shall not enslave anyone else. You see, God is speaking to those who love him, whom he has a special love for. And those people can hurt God in a way that others cannot. If my enemy stabs me, it hurts, but I expect that. If my friend stabs me, that's a different kind of wound. That's a wound of betrayal. And especially if it's my friend whom I trust, who I know should know better, all the more how much that wound hurts. I am someone who likes to think that I am somewhat God's friend. I certainly talk to God enough. And I suspect that most of you listening to this count yourself the same. We are God's friend. And when we lash out and betray God, it hurts more than if others do that. If unbelievers oppress the widow and the orphan, that's one thing. But if we do it, we who were once aliens ourselves, how much more does that grieve God? I do not want to be the kind of friend that grieves God. And that calls me to a higher standard, to be more caring of others. This is the call of everyone who would call themselves God's friend.